all black people, even though we all started off in Africa, right? The only difference between black Americans and Africans Americans is Africans, we know like where in Africa we started from. Like we can go back 100 years in our history. But I just feel like for black people, unfortunately, your history comes in the sense that like you know who your ma like maybe to your master, like who the master was. Maybe that's as far, but you can't go back to like before y'all even before we were even brought. See, like, look, I don't know how I should say, should I refer as we, y'all? Because,
We,
like, in a sense, we're kind of like, we're different. Like, we want to say we're the same, but
yeah.
there's a difference there.
We want to say we're the same so badly, but like essentially we are all the same people at the end of the day, but we all
We
have
still have our
different
differences.
cultures, different heritages, different like languages and all of these things that bring us to be one.
Yeah, so if I when I say y'all, like you know what I mean.
Man, that's
That was
funny.
crazy. That was a hard ass question to answer. My God.
No. Hi guys, what's up? It's Ropani with Let's Be Honest. I have my girl Ina here. We're just doing a short episode on Black America. Episode titled is Who Are You? Because we've been in New York for a couple of years now. Well, she just got here. And we've noticed a lot of differences between Black America and Africans in New York. So we just kind of wanted to speak our thoughts about it. So, Ina, what do you prefer to be called, Black or African American?
So, oddly enough, when anyone outside of the black, like, ethnicity asks me, I'm black. That's it. Like, anyone white, Asian, anyone that's not black, when they ask me what I am, I just say I'm black. But when a black person or an African person asks me, like, I get specific with it.
Okay, how come?
But I don't know. I mean, yes, I do. I just feel like these people, why do they deserve to know where I come from? Like, why do they deserve to know anything about me?
Like it's your identity.
Yeah, it's mine to share, not everybody needs to know. Who I tell it to is who matters to me, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I just say I'm Sudanese to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who asks me. Like, if they want to get specific with it, then I say South Sudanese. But like, I just say I'm Sudanese. And then was, it's so funny. Not a lot of people know where that's from, actually.
Oh my gosh. Okay, the amount of people who have asked me where I'm from here, and like when I say guess, it's always West Africa. It's always
West.
Ghana, Nigeria, Senegal. I'm just like, nope. I even gave this one guy a hint. I was like, I'm part of the Horn of Africa. And he's like, where's that? Oh no! What do you mean? So
Yeah.
yeah.
Not a lot of people know where Sudan's at in New York, unfortunately. So, and it's so funny to explain because you have to go way back and like pull out the map of Africa because they don't even know where like any of the eastern countries are or even what they're called. So,
Like, do they even know that Sudan is like split and like split? There's
no.
two parts of it. But yeah.
Why do you think some people prefer to be identified as black and not African?
I feel like those are the people that they don't know. They're not educated in their history. So what they do know is probably what they see on TV, like Africa's this poor country, like everyone lives in huts. So they don't want to be associated with that. So they just, you know, I'm not part of that. I am part of this new generation of black.
Yeah, like, you're absolutely right. Like, a lot of the blacks here, not knowing their ancestors came from Africa originally, like, they don't want to be associated with Africa because of all of the disgusting things they show on TV instead of what a beautiful land Africa is. So it's really sad, but I feel like everybody is African, so that's my opinion on that. So why do you think other people prefer to be identified as African instead of black?
It's the complete opposite. Those are the people that know where they come from. They know, they see Africa for the beautiful continent that it is. Like, we're not just, like, listen, some of these huts they be living in,
they're lit,
okay? Like, I think I was watching this, like, YouTube video. There's this lady who, she took the idea of hut houses, mm-hmm. and she brought them to, like, Nebraska or somewhere, and she started a business with it. Mm-hmm. Like, she called it hut living. Like, the hell? That video upset my heart inside because I know this woman had to have seen this idea somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Where,
of course,
we saw it as like convenient living. Like, it's easy. Like, it's a roof over your head. It mm-hmm. does what it needs to do. Mm-hmm. But now they're taking it and they're trying to turn it into a business and try to profit off of it. You know, just as white people do. So, like, that really, I wanted to ask, if I saw this woman in, like, real life, I want to ask her, where did you get that idea from? Because I know you did not get it yourself. But anyway, that's...
Nah, for real.
I feel like I just hella skipped over the question, but...
No. You just had to let that out.
I just had to get that off my chest, okay? That shit really upset me.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of people prefer to be called Africans is because they embrace their heritage. They know where they come from and they know where their roots are from. They know who they are as a mm-hmm. human being. So they love to embrace that, as to blacks who don't know where they come from prefer to be called just black instead of African as a whole.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we're going to go off topic a little bit to just get our point of views on some of the, like, the black history in America. What is the Emancipation Proclamation and what do you think it did? Okay, so it's basically abolishing slavery. And I'm going to go first. So it's abolishing slavery. So... slavery as a whole is a huge topic because, slavery might have ended back in when, Abraham Lincoln abolished it, but, slavery as a whole still exists to this modern day because there's hidden slaveries in everything that we do. Like, slavery might have ended because there's no chains on our wrists or our ankles, but there's still modern day slavery on our mind because we still depend on somebody else for something. And if you still depend on somebody else, you're a slave to that person. But if you don't depend on that person, like you own something of your own, then you're a free person because you can make things for your own self and you can do things for your own self rather than depending on somebody else. So I think that modern day slavery still exists right now, but it's like in blueprint, like it's hidden.
I mean, to be honest, yeah, they signed the Emancipation Proclamation, but remember, when they freed the slaves, they gave them no resources, no money.
Nothing.
They just said, go.
You're free.
Like, you're free. That's it. Yeah. So us in this new world that know nothing as free slaves, like, how are we supposed to survive?
Mm-hmm.
We killing, stealing, and drug dealing. Like.
Facts, B.
And like... now we're trying to make our way. But these let us just say it, the white people decided they're just gonna, like, you're now, because, so, you didn't give us any resources, so now we're all committing these crimes just to make it by. So mm-hmm. now, instead of being, it's like, they're, okay, let's, time out, rewind.
Girl, your mind is racing.
My mind is moving in like 1,000 directions right now. But I just feel like they didn't give us any resources. Now we're having to, you know, make our way by any means necessary,
mm-hmm.
whether that's committing crime or whatever. So now we're being sent back to jail,
mm-hmm.
where we're going back to work those same cotton fields that we were freed from.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going back, but instead of being called slaves, you're just serving your time,
mm-hmm.
for the crime you committed.
Yeah, exactly. And then when you're being brought back to society, you're registered as a felon, so you can't do anything. Like, you can't get a home, and you can't get a job. So what do? You go back to drug dealing, killing, stealing. Like, it's a whole cycle. So,
like, yeah, but how do you break that cycle?
Education. Because I feel like life is a game. As long as you know how to play the game, you can move forward in life. Like right now, a lot of the people that keep going back into prison, they keep losing the game. Because, like...
But the game is hard.
It's so hard. It takes very, very strong discipline. And, like, you have to learn to break that cycle. Because, like, the street, it's addicting. Like, because it's easy life. Like... The money is right there, like...
Okay, the money's right there, but so is your life.
Yeah, so a lot of the people on the streets, they have to make a decision. Should I take this money and do something good with my life, or should I take this money and buy a brand new car and show it off to my friends?
Let's talk about that for a second, actually. Because...
Yeah.
What I would like to understand is, I'm walking through the projects,
mm-hmm.
and you can obviously see it's the projects.
Yep.
But yet you're seeing Mercedes, Benzes, Range Rovers. And these are like the new models,
the
too.
The newest.
So I'm trying to understand, why are you spending money on this car,
mm-hmm.
but you live in these conditions?
Exactly. It's because they don't know. They don't know the difference. They're thinking in the now, like, what can I do now to show off to my friends, but not thinking ahead, like... My daughter or my son is going to be born into the projects, and we're still here. Instead, they could have taken that money and invested it or did a business with it, so they could have moved out of the projects, buy the projects.
Run that one back. So yeah. Starting a business.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it so hard for the Black community to support each other when we're starting businesses?
We're taught to hate each other. Like, Black people, we're taught to hate each other based on our skin color, where we come from, especially in Black America.
Mm-hmm.
We have a race war going on. Like, light-skinned people don't like dark-skinned people, or the paper bag test thing, mm-hmm. or, you know... They have nicer hair than we do, or things like that, or the things that they show on TV, on the media, about what Africa's like, or people from Africa doing this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't want to be associated with that. So,
but then why do they refuse to see the good that is Africa, the beauty that is Africa?
Well, I feel like a little bit of it, too, is because... they don't know where they come from, and we do. And if anything was to go left in America, all the Africans would pack up and go exactly to the countries they came from. But like, where would the Black people go if they don't know where they come from? Because the natives were here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the Black people, we were obviously brought here.
Yeah. Crazy. Damn, hella off topic anyway. to wherever we were in the question.
Yeah. So. My next question had to do with slavery again. Why does slavery have such a long-lasting effect? Because it still exists today.
Remember that podcast we were listening to with the Dr. Rakim? Something like that?
Rakim, I think.
Rakim what?
I can't remember his last name. Pull it up.
Oh, no. Rezma Manakem. And
remember Rezma Manakem.
Yeah, Rezma Manakem. And he was talking about how blacks were like, you were essentially repeatedly raped by the system for 400 years.
Definitely, I agree. We're still being raped.
Like, how do you, with that kind of trauma living inside you, how do you overcome that? Like, that's literally like energy passed down from generation to generation to generation.
I just feel like there's a lot of black people that are trying to get away from that trauma and are trying to congregate the black community.
Mm-hmm.
But with so much hatred in our hearts, we don't know how to do that. We don't know what love is in the black community. And love is what's going to bring us together, as well as education and trust. And like, for example, like, we're just so like brainwashed to think that we're like last place, we're the bottom, that if a black person starts doing good in life, starts building businesses, is talking good, like we make fun of them.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, why are you talking so
white?
Yeah, right.
Why do we associate success with just white people?
Exactly. Like, we start laughing at them, we make fun of them instead of embracing that, or like, hey brother, you know, congratulations, how did you do that? Can you teach me?
Right?
Yeah, like, teach me, I want to learn too. But instead we go laugh at them, we go rob their stores, we go destroy their stores, like, we don't go buy from them or anything. Like, it's disgusting.
That's very upsetting.
Yeah, so
go ahead.
So why is it okay for black people but not white people to use the N-word?
That's a good freaking question. So what is being said now is that we're taking back control of the word. So the white man created the word to degrade us, to insult us.
Mm-hmm.
Just everything disgusting about the word is what was referred to us as. But yeah, we wanted to take that word back as control. Like, you know, like, you will not use this word against me. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like, did we really take back control of the word?
Yes and no. Because we still use it in like rap videos or songs to degrade ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So like, if that's what we're preaching to the next generation, that the word nigga is still used to like degrade black people, that's what they're gonna still think.
That's like what they're gonna associate. Like, why can't we change the meaning of nigga to like royal?
Like, Negro or black is royalty.
Like, the color black, when I see the color black, I see excellence.
Mm-hmm.
I see royalty. I see respect. I see beauty.
Yeah.
So why can't we associate that?
But no, yeah, we would rather associate it with, you know, degrading ourselves, thinking that we're lower class or we're the bottom or we'll never move up or we're animals, we're this, we're that. Like,
I don't like... Yes, I respect that we're taking the word back into our control, but let's also uplift each other with it. Yeah.
It's going to take
a lot of work. Let's change the meaning of it.
Yeah, it's going to take a lot of work, but it's possible. It's very possible. So how important is religion to African Americans?
I have yet to meet an African who was not raised to believe in Jesus Christ.
Which Jesus?
The hot Jesus. I did not know about Black Jesus until I actually came to America.
You
Yeah, like I was always just taught to believe Jesus is white man with long blonde hair.
and blue eyes.
Blue eyes. Like Israeli blue eye, I don't okay. But yeah. I did not I just feel black like I don't know how far back this has to go like back. But
okay.
We were always just taught you need to go to church, you need to pray to there's we were always taught that there's apparently a man up in the sky that we're supposed to pray to. And he will answer, he will guide you, he will I don't know. I don't know. But I just feel like why does God have to be
White,
white? Like,
because like I guess white represents power.
thank you.
Yeah, and black is darkness. It's negative. It's evil. It's bad.
And can we also say, like, the Bible? That is a man-written book. Somebody went in and wrote that. How do we know that everything in that book is true and it hasn't been modified since?
Exactly. There's like a million different copies of the Bible.
Exactly. So how can we trust which one?
Which one is which one?
So I just feel
Yeah,
like there's a lot of
everybody has white
questions.
Jesus on their walls at home.
There's just a lot of questions. There's a lot of unanswered questions. Like my
It's
parents.
crazy to me. Like, you're a black person praying to a white man.
Why?
How does that sound?
Like, and mind you, this is not us talking bad on Christianity. We're just saying
Our views.
our views. It just a lot of it is not adding up.
Yeah, definitely not. What is the Black Church?
What is the Black Church?
Because the Black Church is the biggest business in America.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? I have never met like a more sophisticatedly set up hustle. Like people will fly out pastors, deacons, bishops. They will get flued out from wherever they are. Doesn't matter Africa, doesn't matter California,
Australia.
Australia. But they will get flued out to come perform some kind of miracle to these people, and they will all throw money at him.
And then he would drive home in his new Benz.
To his $1 million house.
Yeah. It's a business, but
Like, can I tell you, the moment it hit me that, like, Christianity was just a business was when that Joel Osteen guy, the, what is he, a pastor, I guess?
I guess he is. I don't
But he when Katrina hit, was it Louisiana? Yeah, when Katrina hit, he would not let, like, stranded people stay in his church. He locked that bitch down. And I'm like, well, aren't you a man of God? Like, isn't God supposed to be about the people and helping them? So why are you not helping God's so-called gift to you? Why aren't you not helping it for other people?
No, man. Speaking of that, I was in Brooklyn one day. I think it was that day we wanted to go get pizza. And like, we parked the car and like you were waiting and I had to go use the bathroom and then I was going to get the pizza on my way back. But I went and I went to the pizza
That
shop.
pizza was delicious,
It was
mind you.
so
I want to
good.
go back.
That shit was fire. So like I asked the pizza shop, they say they don't have a bathroom. So I walked like two doors down. It was a church, and it was open. So I walked inside, and like there was a lady in there and like a pastor. So I was like, "Excuse me, like can I use the bathroom real quick, like please?" And the bathroom was right there. Like you walk into the door on your right, there's a bathroom. It was wide open, and they looked at me. They were just like, "No." So like it's gonna be in and out. Like I need to use the bathroom like for real. And they were just like no. So I was like, all right, sorry to disturb you. And I laughed.
Man. Yeah, I was like, what did you think I was going to do in there?
But like, then imagine, like, how many times have people destroyed that bathroom for them to say no?
Maybe, yeah, it's like, a trust thing.
It's a trust thing, exactly. They've been screwed over so many times. They're like, nah, we can't. We're not risking it anymore.
See?
It all just circles back around.
Mm-hmm, exactly. What is systematic racism?
The prison system.
Talk about that.
I would not.
It's all a game, and prison is a business too.
I would not wish on my worst enemy to be trapped in the United States prison system, because once you are in, there is no getting out.
Mm-mm. A lot of people made it out, which is a beautiful thing. I'm happy about that.
But imagine the trauma that they went through. Mm-hmm. Before they got to that point, like that story about the guy that was in prison for 13 years for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Zero.
Like, it literally sounds like they just put him in jail and they forgot about him.
Yep. Oh shit, you were in there.
Like, and what did they give him? Nothing.
Nothing.
They gave him nothing. They said sorry.
That's
go
it.
About your business now.
I'm sorry. And you messed up 13 years of somebody's life.
Time you cannot give back.
Get back, exactly, because life moves forward. And I hate the prison system because that's somebody's life. Humans, our life goes forward, not backwards. Like, and you, oh my
when
God.
When they get you, they get you for life. Because
mm-hmm.
you go into the system.
Mm-hmm.
Once you do your time, you get out. You're on parole for how many years? And you can't, there's no smoking, there's no drinking. You can't, you have to be inside at a certain time. You can't be associated with people that mm-hmm. are criminals. Imagine, if you go to the deli,
mm-hmm.
and you went to go grab a sandwich or something.
Yeah.
And the cops just happen to walk into there and start questioning everybody. You're getting locked up because the guy at the register buying cigarettes is mm-hmm. a felon.
Yeah.
Like, you're going, how?
You're basically under control now. They got you for life.
And now you're going back to jail. Got to do more time.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you do your time, come back out. Got to go through that all over again. And business companies don't want to hire felons. They don't want to hire felons.
Mm-hmm.
Like, finding a job as a felon is damn near impossible.
It's so hard. And then, like, apartments, they don't want to rent
out. They don't, yep, felons. Exactly.
So now you're frustrated. You don't know what to do. And the only thing you know how to do is sell drugs.
Fresh out of jail. You don't have money. You don't have anywhere to live.
Mm-hmm. It's hard for them. I really feel for them.
You have to have...
And black men are like the biggest population. The biggest
targets.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely the biggest targets.
And like between the age of 18 and 25, that's when black men are supposed to be prospering. And then that's the age they target to lock them up. Like, it's all a game to them.
And it's heartbreaking because here you just see a ton of like young girls as moms.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see the dads anywhere. Like, he could be in jail.
Yeah.
He could be dead. He could just be in these streets.
It's crazy. Like, it's really reality. Like
it's like a ripple effect. Mm-hmm. Literally one thing just moves the entire system.
Yeah, exactly. It's like passed down from generation to generation unless they break the curse. Or else it's just going to keep repeating.
That's the system.
Mm-hmm.
Repeatedly raping the black community.
Yeah. Oh, you figured out your answer.
Oh my God.
There we go. After our whole conversation.
Oh, these questions were hard. Oh my God. Like, yeah. They really had me digging deep.
Like, deep, man.
I feel like I got to go read up on my history.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, you gotta learn about what we went through. It's traumatic. And the system, it's crazy because once it gets you, unless you snap out of it and you learn the game, then you can move forward. Can I ask you?
Mm-hmm.
When you say learn the game, what is the game?
The game is to, I see life as a game because I see it as everybody wants to get to the finish line. That's why it's called a marathon. And in order to get to the finish line, you have to go do good deeds in the world. And you also, because I believe in karma heavy, like if somebody helps you, you have to help somebody else, because mm-hmm. then it's going to come around in a circle. So with the game, like right now, the people that I know in prison, I feel like until they learn the game is they have to look within themselves and figure out what they're here on earth to do and learn their purpose. And once they figure out their purpose, they're going to get out of that old lifestyle that they were doing. And then they're going to start learning from, like, for example, I want to be a writer. So the game is to learn from other writers that made it big. So once I learn from them, I could take all of that information I learned from them and apply it to myself, and then that's where success will come from. And then once you become successful, another young writer is going to look up to me and be like, oh, I want to be like her. Ooh. And then I'm going to think back like, oh, that was me back in the day. And then I'm going to help them out. And then once they make it, so it's a whole game. You have to help people.
But, like, how do you find out, like, what your passion or what your callings are? Like, how do you even go about that?
If you think back, like, it's just something that you love doing without, like, any stress about it. Like, some people, like, which example can I take? Like, for example, dancing. Like some people, they just love dancing from childhood. They just do it without any problem throughout all the pain. They know that's their passion. And then once they grow up big, they're gonna learn from other dancers, and then they're gonna set up like a studio to help other upcoming dancers. So it's just something that you're passionate about, and then you just see that passion helping other people.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, I have a friend in prison. Like, I don't know if he's finding out what his passion is or if he's just figuring it out, but, like, he said that he wants to become, like, somebody that helps out other people in the prison system.
Oh, so he knows how crooked the system is now.
Yeah, okay. So he's learning, and I can't remember what he said he wanted to be, but, like, yeah. So you just find out what something that you, it will come to you, it will just touch you.
Oh my God, remember, okay, mm-hmm. It breaks my heart when I walk through the projects and I just see, like, these rooms just stacked on top of each other, and I just look up. And I imagine, I'm like, imagine the doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine the engineers. Imagine the astronauts, teachers, artists.
Mm-hmm.
The next damn president
mm-hmm.
Could be in this building right now. But
they don't know it.
They don't know it. They haven't been shown the resources to discover what their passions are.
Exactly.
They're just trapped. In this
cycle.
Big ass building.
Yeah, it's...
It breaks my heart.
It's a crooked system. And, like, the ones that learn how to play the game, they're forward. And the game is also ownership. If you don't own anything in America, you're dependent on somebody else.
That, I hate that. Like, every morning that I wake up for work, it just hits me that, like, another day, Michael Dell is receiving money in his pocket because like, enjoy that shit, motherfucker.
that you helped to wake up early.
Oh, man. We can edit that out in posting.
I'm weak. What is white privilege?
White privilege is that's hard because they have so many privileges.
Mm-hmm. Like a lot that white privilege people like getting away from is cops.
Oh, white privilege is walking outside your house and not having to worry about things like cops.
Feeling untouched.
Yeah. Like, I feel like white privilege is, you guys, they have this armor that they don't even know that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Where they don't think about things like cops. They don't think about things like, where do I even go?
Like, they don't have to worry. Like, even when they apply for jobs, they don't have to stress that they're going to get it. They already know they got it.
Absolutely. Like, on the application, like, when I have to fill out an application for anything, it asks me for my ethnicity. Like, in that last box that says, I prefer not to say. I bet you white people don't check that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You say white.
White.
That's it.
Exactly. Like, and they're on top. Have you realized that?
This the first box, yo.
Like, why are they on top? Like,
superior and complex.
It's the first box. You can't miss it.
You can't miss it. Like, oh, it's the first one. I don't even need to read the rest.
I'm weak.
Like, they don't think about things like being potentially denied a job because of the color of your skin.
Yeah.
They don't have to think about things about. They don't have to think about things about. Oh my god. They don't have to think about things like your name being different. You looking different.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, they don't have to like really worry about a lot of things that we stress about. We have to, like, we're grateful when we make it home at the end of the day.
Does the white woman have to worry about things like, I need to redo my hair because it looks bad and it looks unpresentable?
No, they complain that they have a lot of grease in their hair or it's too thin.
I doubt you white women are concerned about, like, the texture of their hair, like, 4C. Like,
girl, does the comb break in your hair, too?
Well, I have a metal comb, so. It ain't breaking shit. Except for my poor hair.
This hair is powerful.
This hair is strong, yo. Mm-hmm. I'm so high. I don't even want to talk to that right now.
So this will be our last question. Okay. Is the black community major recipient in government aid?
What?
Do you think we're the biggest?
Absolutely.
Explain to me.
The amount of signs that I've seen here that says now accepting EBT. So that means there gotta be a grip load of people walking around here with EBT cards.
Every black person.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm. Everywhere. Like,
EBT. And it's not even like really the government helping you. It's the government. It's not. They're helping you in the sense that they're helping you stay there.
Yeah. They don't want you
anywhere.
So, like, they'll make your rent cheap in the projects. They'll give you food every month.
Food stamps
every month and cheap health care, so you don't have to go to really good health cares in the city. So right. You go to the ones
that are cheap and not very good.
Yep, so in your neighborhood. And what else? And they don't give you education at all. So when they're giving you all this free money, you could have taken that free money and, like, invested or did something big with it. But we don't know what to do with this free money, so we go and buy dumb shit.
When them stimulus checks hit, remember how I was telling you?
Yeah.
I have never seen black people stretch. Maybe they didn't stretch it because it was $1,400 and then when it was, like, $600
Per kid.
Per kid. The max was 4 kids, I think.
I don't remember. Maybe, yeah.
So do the math. 600 times 4.
Nah, we were getting banged.
Plus 1,400. Like, the amount of people going on vacation. People buying cars.
Yep.
People buying Jordans. Jewelry.
Yep.
Eating crab legs every day.
Oh, yeah, man. We were giving the money right back.
Those was balling out. They were balling out.
Hell yeah.
And to think, you literally just give that money right back.
Right back.
To them.
Like, here you go. I enjoyed my day.
You gained nothing except a good time out of it. Now the government, the U.S. government's like, okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yo.
I'm weak. Like, that shit just blows my mind.
You woke up the next day and money gone.
So now, the money's gone. You and your brand new Jordan are back to taking the subway with the rest of us. How do you feel?
You're walking back home.
But listen, your sneakers is fresh though. Like,
I can't breathe.
Imagine the amount of like property people could have been buying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, black people, y'all could have been buying up New York.
We could have bought up the projects, bought up from the Jews, like
put
your money together, put your coins
heads together, buy the entire project, yo.
Mm-hmm.
I would love for the projects to be owned by black people and being stopped called the projects.
Yeah, it's not a project.
It's not a project.
It's our community. It's our black like, this is your community. Home. Like,
projects makes it seem so temporary. Like, you can leave at any time.
Mm-hmm. It's been called the projects for decades. Like, how is it still called the projects?
Why is it still called projects? Like, why is it not completed? Because they want to keep you here.
They want to keep y'all there.
They got y'all stuck in this cycle.
Mm-hmm. And we got so comfortable to it. Like, well, like, oh, they're feeding us every day. We ain't got to worry about rent, like, or working. Those disability checks are coming in. Unemployment is coming in. Like, we good.
I hate that black people feel like, if I'm making it by, I'm fine. No, you're not fine. You're just making it by.
You're making it by.
There's an expiration to that.
Mm-hmm. No. And this paycheck to paycheck living.
Like, when I see black women in, like, these expensive cars, designer clothes... But, I mean, I hope these aren't, like, the same, like, scamming women, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, I just...
They're really
not
successful.
Even just women. When I see successful black people, that shit is attractive. Like, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you decided to be one of the few.
That made it. That and made I want to learn from you.
Yes. Like, teach me. How did you get here?
Instead of, like, why are you trying to be white?
Like, I would love if black people would start associating, like, success. Like, would stop associating success with white people and start associating it with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I could own that.
I could do that, too.
Like, I could buy that.
Like, what makes it so different that I can do it? We're both humans.
Mm-hmm.
You can read, I can read.
Thank you.
Like, you can build it, I could build it. 1 + 1?
1 + 1
equals
2.
Like... I could do it. You could do it. Like,
I'm confused. Like,
why do you have to be white to do it? Like, it's crazy. But y'all, we could talk for hours.
Bro, we were there. 40 more minutes? Oh my God. I'm just over here rambling. Like, I just...
No, but yeah, we're going to get through this. Black people,
we have to.
We got to. Like... It's nothing. Like, there's no other way. Because we're 400 years plus behind on business. Mm-hmm. While everybody else is 400 years ahead.
400 years richer.
Yeah.
while
we're still
in the project.
How? Like, it makes no sense. I'm in confusion.
We just need to get educated. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And we need people to be open to education.
Yeah, like,
don't.
And support,
please, my people. Support each other.
That's the big key. Support.
At the end of the day, all we got is us. All we have is us.
Exactly. All right, guys, we're going to end it here. Thank you so much for listening. Tune in next time to Let's Be Honest. Have a blessed day.